Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks.
Well, hey there, thanks for tuning in to the weekday podcast. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a little bit of encouragement as we dive in to the Word of God together. Hey, my name's Zach, and I get to serve as one of the pastors at Sugar Hill Church, and it is my honor to be with you today. We've been in the Gospel of John. What an absolutely incredible part of Scripture. The Gospel of John is such a rich book, and we've been diving in chapter by chapter, and Pastor Bobby unpacked chapter 9 for us yesterday. Today, I get to unpack chapter 10, which is an incredible passage. So we just got done talking about how Jesus healed this guy who was born blind. He gave him sight in a way that nobody else could have done. So today Jesus is teaching in chapter 10. He's teaching in the section that in my Bible is called, I am the good shepherd. And he's teaching about sheep. And he says this, he's talking about this idea of a sheepfold, this place where the sheep are kept. And it has this door that enters in, and there's normally a gatekeeper, someone who's guarding it. And then there's a shepherd who cares for the sheep that are in this sheepfold. And Jesus is using this metaphor, and he's teaching, and he's saying this. He says, the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. And when the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, they follow him because they know his voice. And he says, a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So Jesus starts with this metaphor talking about sheep, and he's describing us as sheep in a way. So don't get offended by that. We may resemble sheep a little bit more than we like to admit sometimes. But he's talking about how, as the shepherd, the sheep know his voice. And that's kind of what it's like to follow Jesus. We as the sheep, we hear the voice of our shepherd. And he describes himself as the good shepherd. And if you haven't read this whole passage, I maybe even should have started here. I really do encourage you to dive in and read the whole thing, and you'll get even more context than we can get in a 5 minute podcast. But there's so much rich metaphor here where Jesus is talking about what it means to actually hear the voice of the shepherd and to follow, to know his voice enough to trust and to follow. You see, when I get home every day, my two dogs, Abby and Percy, they know my voice. They come running to me. They hear me. Now, they don't always follow my commands and do what I say, but they know my voice, and they trust me because of that. It's the same for us. When we get to know the voice of Jesus and when we spend time with him in proximity, we begin to trust him, and it makes it easier for us to understand how to follow him. And now, as Jesus is teaching here, he goes on to make a really bold statement. He continues because they don't quite understand what he's saying. Go figure. That's me and you sometimes, isn't it? And he says that not only is he the shepherd, but he's also like the door to the sheepfold. He's the way to get in to the flock of sheep. He says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And this is one of the most famous verses from this section of Scripture. He says in verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. For I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is foreshadowing here the fact that he is the Christ, the Messiah that they've been waiting for. And let that truth sink in and bring you a little bit of comfort today. Jesus is not some hired gun shepherd who's going to flee at the first sign of danger. No, he calls us his own. We are his own possession, his own people, so much so that he would be willing to lay down his life for us. And now, as it seems to happen a lot in these passages from John, there were some people that were not happy with the things that Jesus was teaching. You see, they had already made up their mind about Jesus, and they called him out, and they said this, if you are the Christ, just tell us plainly, how long will you keep us in suspense? And Jesus answers them very directly, and he says, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. And Jesus is brutally direct to them. He says, I've told you and I've shown you that I'm the Christ. You've just chosen not to believe. Now, I don't know about you, but there are times in my life where I've felt this tension of wanting to trust Jesus, wanting to believe him at his word, but for some reason, it's like I just wasn't hearing his voice. And what I've found in those seasons is a lot of times it's not that Jesus isn't speaking, it's that I'm not listening. I'm not recognizing the voice of my shepherd because I'm not spending time with him. You see, he's invited me in to be a part of this flock, but I have to make a decision to follow and to trust and to spend that time with him so that I know his voice. So today, you and I, we have a choice. We have an opportunity to experience the love and the hope and the peace and the abundant life that's only found in the Good Shepherd. But it is a choice that we have to step into. You know, he says that he has demonstrated his love and his provision for us in more ways than we could ever count or imagine. So today, I hope that brings you a little bit of encouragement. You know, there's nothing overly complicated about it, but at the same time, it can be a challenge in different seasons and different moments of our life to really lock in and hear and listen and understand the voice of Jesus. But he does say that he is speaking and that his sheep hear and understand his voice. Well, I hope you have a great day and that this has been encouraging to you. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. You can check out this resource and tons of other resources on our website at sugarhill.church. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.